what I would just ask for a couple minutes in the private group, uncensored situation with people that are pretty much aware of what you're talking about, some of which are looking at what goes into the right kind of alliances once you get maybe out of a city and you're trying. You don't want communes. You've talked about that in your consulting work for intentional communities. They don't work. But alliances between independent people living in a given area, I think, if I understood that right, are what you were advocating setting up before.
Well, I talk about developing informal networks of people that you trust. Right. And so when you move into a rural area, for example, you can't just be iconoclastic and stay within yourself. You've got to start to go to meetings, whether they're church meetings or community or farm meetings or conservative meetings. And you've got to start to get active in the community, at least so that you can meet other people and know, and you have to develop this own sense of who you click with, who has skills that you want to be friends with. You know, in farming communities, almost everybody knows how to weld. Everybody knows how to feed animals and other things.
Right.
They don't do very much vegetable growing anymore, except the people that are dealing with the state fair or the county fairs, where you have the competition for growing. Those are the people you want to get to know, who are very good gardeners and who save seeds and understand those things.
Mm-hmm. You mean don't do much vegetable gardening anymore because you can go to the store and buy vegetables?
That's right. Most farmers go to the store and buy everything. They don't grow a garden anymore. Yeah. But there are those that do, and those are the ones that you want to know.
The old farms used to be more diverse.
You want to know who has equipment if you need that you can borrow or rent, et cetera. And these are important things in developing a network. But you don't have to have any formal agreement. You don't have to share information about what you're preparing. You just have to know who you can trust and socialize enough so that when you call them on the phone, they don't say, Bob, who, you know.
Right.
They know who you are and that you've developed some kind of relationship of trust. Because farming communities will naturally tend to knit together and help each other in a crisis. But you as an outsider need to integrate yourself into that so that there isn't that skepticism that usually comes in farm communities when new non-farming families move into the valley.
I know you're in Utah still at this point. How do you feel about that state in general, how it's evolving right now?
Well, you know, Utah is mostly Mormons, that is, in the rural areas. Only in Salt Lake City are Mormons only about 50%. And the Mormons are preparedness oriented. They used to be, but they've become pretty mainstream now. And so I'm a little disappointed in the degree that they, and of course, even their church leadership has pushed vaccines and masks and other things.
Right.
The leader of the Mormon church is a famous medical doctor. He trusts the medical system intrinsically. And so he's been deceived by this COVID nonsense. And so a lot of Mormons with their follow the leader mentality have followed through. But there's about 20% to maybe 30% of conservative Mormons that are resistant to this. And so there's tension right now in the church between those that are not following the prophet or not following the president and those that are being independent. So there's a lot of shakeout there. But still, because of the Mormons' organization of knitting together, they will knit together faster in a crisis because they're used to helping one another and they have people assigned to take care of so many families. So there's that basic solid community foundation that is probably superior to any other state. But right now, Utah and Idaho both have conservative states, overwhelming conservative states, with mainstream governors who are Republican and who are going along with the COVID nonsense. Right. And unfortunately, conservatives are too fractured with competing voices to overcome the mainstream Republicans. They just split their vote like they're going to do in Idaho coming up in this next election. They're not going to be able to get rid of this government a little. if they don't hold, and I've been suggesting that they hold a pre-primary to decide who's going to go up against Little.
Yeah, that would be smart.
So, you know, six conservatives splitting the vote against all the mainstream who vote for Little, and he'll get 30% of the vote and win.
Wow. It almost comes down to just, you know, whatever your connection to God and inner guidance is to show you what to do moment to moment to moment is almost the only thing that's reliable that's left, right?
Well, you know, as much as we talk about community and getting help from other people, there's no substitute for being prepared yourself.
Yeah.
So do everything you can to not depend on other people as you develop a network, and only then depend on that which you, after doing your very best, you're still lacking.
Yeah.
But it's a problem, you know, if you work from the premise, well, I'm just going to depend on other people. Believe me, the more you do yourself, the better you'll be prepared.
Yeah. So learning and self-development are still the focus.
Right.
Right. Okay.
Really. Well, I do have to run, but it's been a pleasure as always to talk to you, Richard.
Yeah, same here. So let's do it again. And
okay. Thank you very much.